And you know what? There is nothingness, you know? Every single moment of being will end up in nothingness. So that it is. For you, you bring you. That's why we say you should be in a very bizarre way, fab phenomenon, having not been. Then you get it, because when you go to nothingness, you go to nothingness as nothing. So this is going back. When we say now, later, or down, we'll turn back to him, towards him, not to him, not in him, towards him. He's sitting in nothingness, I will make nothing of myself. Because I know I'm experiencing that nothingness every single moment. And later on you will learn that there's more to that. What is more to that? Beyond standing up. You remember that? All we talked about started with one standing up. You remember the beginning of our story? In our story, a lot of things happened that didn't bother us. Then it started with one thing, one action that one of these created ones will do. Remember? Standing up and saying, oh, our beloved God, yes, our ego trick us. Rabbana, inna nao, valam nao, anfasana. Standing up, being found to be responsible. That's Qiyama. It's the judgment day. And later, Jum, we tell you it's every single moment. This, every single moment. Look at it. In each breath, the universe will become new, but we are the silly one that we believe that no, it's the old one, we know it's the old one. And we love the old one. And we go back to those old traditions and blah, 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 blah. It's new and it's going, it's not running away from something, it's going towards something if you learn to go with it. This is the same thing with whatever I'm talking to you now. How do I talk to you? Is it even talking something like this? It carefully. Because talking means some thoughts in my mind which are abstract, right? They have no form. Then I will make a form for it. Then I put it in words. I will bring it out. Then it will go to your mind. It will lose the form. It will become a thought. So this is like a wave of that ocean I was talking about. This ocean of knowledge has some waves. The wave will come and go. If you are trapped in over there, you will see the movement. If you are look at it from a little bit further, you will understand, yes, the way it comes and goes. It's just, look at this. The form of speech is temporary. It is an abstract thought in my mind, and I hope you will have something similar in your mind. Here in between, the words are just a form. There are moments that I'm talking and you don't understand it. And this is very often, because you never understand what am I talking about. But look at it. Just like the thing that we're talking about, the invisible light making everything visible and stuff like that. And just, I was talking about that it's understandable if not visible, right? My thoughts, if they're not visible to you exactly, but it's understandable. That the tenderness and the shape of the form will lead you to think that I have a tender thing in mind. If when I talk, I'm talking, the beauty of a speech should lead you or give you a hint that the idea was beautiful. Something like that will happen. Therefore, remember this transformation. This transformation doesn't happen only when I'm talking to you and you're listening to me. It happens the next moment, the next moment, the next moment, even the next moment that you're not sitting here, you're somewhere else, and you're thinking about this. All this process is a process of change, and you are supposed to be the subject of that change. You're not supposed to remain the same. Logically, you think that, okay, this is me, and I want to have more power, more abilities. This is not the way we talk. We learn that, I hope I will get better, I am, more my chance is to be touched by that angel of love. Because that's what I believe in, to purify, to do these things and count on that chance again. Was it enough for you? You want more?
Okay.
Yes?
When we talked about this a number of years ago now, I think we talked about the quantization of time, like time switches on and switches off.
Yes. Yes, that's the time, for the moment, because we don't know when it comes to the science, although it's really my source of passion started from science, really mathematics. But I never forget that this is what we see now. 200 years from now, our knowledge will be ridiculous. But for the moment, at least about time, we know about the existence of Nekwanti. You know that we divide the time to the pieces and the pieces and the pieces again and again and again. The last version we found is quantum. That small moment, which is the basis of the quantum theory and quantum physics and all that, means this one of the smallest portion of time. Okay. And we know that one quantum is not sticking to the other one. There is a net quantum between them. We call it net quantum because it's non-existence, and we know that. But I'll come to that, don't worry. It's very difficult. It's so funny that the latest Nobel Prize winners in physics, they talk in poetic language because that's the only way they could describe it. And it doesn't look to a lot of people, really, doesn't look like science. It looks like philosophy. The debate, especially this string theory stuff. But back to the quantum, quantum is a small moment of time that everything exists, then there is net quantum. It means nothing exists. Everything vanishes. Everything disappears. There is a state of nothingness in that net quantum. We cannot measure it, of course, we cannot calculate it, but we're sure of it. And it plays a trick. We found some answer, maybe some answer, for some very, very old trick. In the old physics, we knew that there are these little atoms, there is a center, and there are electrons running around it. And we knew that these electrons, they don't run around as they wish. They are forced to run around in a very special highway. That highway is shown by circles. The most simplified version of it is this. You know that there is this center, which is the combination of those little stuff, one word, and there is this.